This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Investors are worried about a lot of developments, rising interest rates, high inflation, the war in Ukraine, just to name a few. Stocks tanked yesterday. The Dow lost 876 points, heavy losses across Wall Street. So are we going into a recession? Financial analyst Ed Moya.
After the summer, we'll have a better assessment on the strength of the consumer and exactly how some of whether or not we are seeing the peak of inflation. And that will be when we'll be able to have a better assessment on when that could happen. But right now, you're seeing markets dramatically shift their expectations on when and how long this next recession will be.
The House January 6th committee is laying out how then-President Trump ignored the facts and latched onto conspiracy theories rather than having to admit he lost the 2020 election. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump declared victory on election night, but as more votes were counted, campaign chief Bill Stepien knew the president's chances were not good.
Very, very, very bleak.
Describing an increasingly unhappy Trump, who then tried to overturn his loss with outlandish fraud theories. The panel played taped testimony from several officials who said they tried to convince him otherwise, like the Justice Department's Richard Donahue.
Much of the info you're getting is false.
Then Attorney General Bill Barr said the theories were crazy, and if the president believed them, he was becoming detached from reality.
Donald Trump is blasting the hearings as ridiculous and treasonous. Millions of Americans are going to feel some dangerous heat. The National Weather Service is warning of record-shattering heat from the Midwest to the Southeast. It could reach 100 degrees in parts of Missouri and Tennessee this week. They had to evacuate some parts of Yellowstone National Park because of the rain and the melting snowpack. This is AP News. Now to Britney Spears. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel's got this.
A man who was once briefly married to Britney Spears is facing felony stalking charges for trying to crash the pop star's wedding. Jason Alexander was married to Britney Spears for all of 3 days, but for whatever reason, he decided to show up and act out at Spears' wedding last week to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari. Alexander now faces a felony stalking charge along with misdemeanor counts of trespassing, vandalism, and battery. Authorities say he was streaming live on Instagram when he approached Spears' house and was in an empty room after telling security that Spears had invited him. She had not. Alexander's bail is now set at $100,000. A judge has ordered him to stay at least a football field's length away from the pop star. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has COVID. He has been vaccinated. He says he feels okay. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.